Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't run into any showers, but that works, right?
And today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, now today's word of the day is indomitable. Indomitable. Indomitable is an adjective, and it's spelled I-N-D-O-M-I-T-A-B-L-E, indomitable, okay? And it means incapable of being subdued or unconquerable, okay? So, you know, a lot of times when someone is being arrested or something like that, and they're resisting arrest, some people are unconquerable, and they have to put a taser to them to get them to the ground and get handcuffs on them and things like that. And some people be on drugs, and the police can't get a hold of them, you know, to arrest them. So they are indomitable. All right, that's a good word. Indomitable, incapable of being subdued or unconquerable. All right, here's a pretty good example. The memorial celebrates the indomitable spirit of the pioneers who ventured forth in search of a new life. Now, when I say this word, indomitable, you know what I think of? And I mean, I'm kind of dating myself here, but I think of the Christmas show, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Did y'all watch that, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I know some of you young cats out there don't, you know, y'all can't grab this. But when I was growing up, there was, you know, you had these Christmas shows that came on during the Christmas season. And one of them was, you know, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. All this kind of stuff comes on at Christmas time. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was one of those shows, right? And it shows how, you know, Rudolph became Rudolph, born and coming up and all this. Well, anyway, Indomitable, they had a character on that show called the Indomitable Snowman. Indomitable Snowman, right? I'm just guessing here, but he was called the Indomitable Snowman. Y'all remember him? He was a big, tall, white monster-looking thing that scared the hell out of them. Right? The Indomitable Snowman. And that's what indomitable means. Unable to be subdued or unconquerable. But they did conquer the Indomitable Snowman. And anyway, I just thought of that when I said that word, indomitable. Okay? And now, 301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's show. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am Frank Williams. Now, guys, let's see. I'm trying to grab something here. Today's episode is entitled, Is It Possible to Fall in Love with Someone Before Sleeping with Them? Or even if you even... is it possible to fall in love with them before sleeping with them, even if you don't even know that person? Is that a possibility? I guess anything is possible, right? Anything is possible. And that was a young lady that asked me to talk about this because that's what happened to her. She fell in love with someone. And this is what she said. She said she fell in love with someone and she didn't even know the person, or she, didn't know the person like that. She'd only met them, worked with them, but didn't know them. You know what I'm saying? And she fell in love with the guy. And the guy was married and had kids and everything. But she says that she fell in love with the way he acted. I guess his ways, his mannerisms, and the way he carried himself, and that's what she fell in love with. And never was intimate with the person at all. Now, I'm kind of weary of that. I don't think that it's a love that, I don't think that that's a romantic love, if you know what I mean. That isn't a, I think that's a different kind of love. Y'all with me? I mean, if you want to comment on this, please call into the show, 818-301-5834. But at the same time, when you fall in love with someone and you haven't slept with them, how is it that you're able to fall out of love with them? You know what I'm saying? When do you fall out of love with them? Or how do you fall out of love with them? If you're in love with a person and you haven't slept with them, don't really know them, how do you fall out of love with them, or how you get past that? I guess maybe that should be my question to her, is how did you get past being in love with him? Okay, if you never been with him intimately and you never hardly even know that person, how? And for me, as a man, I don't think that a romantic love or a level of love that you can achieve without being fully engulfed in that person. Knowing that person, knowing who they are, what they stand for, their standards, all this kind of stuff is something that you have to have, or you have to know to fall in love with that person. I just don't see it, and I could be wrong. I mean, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot, right? So I definitely could be wrong about this. But in my mind, I don't see that. Okay? I don't know how you can be in love with a person and you don't even know that person. Okay? Or what have you. So, we have a caller from the 919 area code. The first three digits are 637. Let's get that caller up on the show. Caller, you're live on the Frank Reeves Show. Who's this and where you calling from?
What's going on, Frank? This is Justin from Kane.
Justin, go ahead, bud. What's going on?
Not much, man. I agree totally with you, man. I don't understand how you can be in love with somebody if you don't know them, been with them. I think it's just you just love the things about them. It's more, to me, it's more of an obsession.
Yeah.
That's a good word. That's hard to understand. You could be in love with and kind of know. You don't know anything about them.
Right. I think you're right. I mean, that's what I was saying. I was looking puzzled today because I didn't understand where she was coming from with what she was saying. That, and I'm like, that can't be.
Right.
Yeah. But, hey,
yeah,
hey, Justin, I appreciate your call, man.
All right.
Hang in there. I agree with Justin. I don't see that. I mean, you know, you may be infatuated with that person or whatever, but, I don't think that is a possibility of being in love with that person. You may be in love with the way they carry themselves, or in love with the way they look, or whatever. But you know, the love that I'm thinking about, you know, or you may be in love with the friend. You know, you can have a friendship with someone and be in love with that person, love that person as a friend. But being in love, to me, is a different kind of love. No, y'all with me? You know, I'm trying to explain this. I don't know if I'm doing a great job at it, but, you know, I just don't think that you can be in love with a person and you hardly know them. You know, you just see them. You may see them on a daily basis. And again, you know, you may have and you may be infatuated with that person and you call it love, but that's not love. So, yeah, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, hopefully the person is listening to the show and understand where I was coming from by talking about this. I just don't think that you can be in love with someone and, you know, you guys aren't intimate. You know, you don't have an intimate relationship. Okay? And so that's not love. That's infatuation. Okay? And so, you know, I think about this. Myself, I mean, I was infatuated. You know, I've been knowing my wife since high school. Okay, I was infatuated with her, right? In the beginning, okay, I was infatuated with her. I didn't, you know, I can't say that I was in love with her then. But I was infatuated with her, and I wanted to get to know her. I wanted to get to know what kind of person she was. I wanted to get to know her standards, what she was looking for, this and that, because she was what I was looking for, right? So, you know, that was an infatuation. And I believe that's what exactly what that person was talking about is they were infatuated with someone. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, you guys can call in and give me your opinion on today's topic. But again, I just don't see, you know, you can't be in love with someone in that manner. And thank you for listening to the show and giving me that subject. I think you know, a lot of people that are listening to the show may feel that way, okay? And now they, you know, think that, hey, I can't be in love with that person. I'm just infatuated with them. I have another caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 325. Let's see if I can get this caller. You're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, Frank. It's Nick from Valley.
Hey, Nick. What's going on, bud?
Hey, man. I just wanted to call you and comment on your topic. I had seen something crazy yesterday on that show Catfish. You ever heard of it?
No.
Well, basically it's about people who talk online and they, you know, catfish each other and, you know, either one or the other, and they end up meeting and they see if they continue to be together, if they want to continue the relationship, you know, stuff like that. Well, anyway, I was watching this episode, and these two people were actually catfishing each other. They were both lying about who they were, their names, what they looked like. Everything about them was a lie. But the people behind the show got the two to meet, and when they met, it was like they were soulmates. It's like they'd known each other for 20 years. You know, they hugged. You know, they were at tears. You know, the one of them happened to be a some kind of trainee something. I don't know what it was. It was weird. But anyway, she was like, or it was like, you know what? I can't even describe. There's no language. There's no word that I could possibly describe how I feel about her. She was like, the only way you can know how I feel is actually being in my being. She's like, this is my soulmate. I love this person. And I was like, that's really weird. You know, that was the first time they ever met, and they're saying stuff that's so strange. And the only thing that I could figure was that they had really low, both of them had really low self-esteem, had trouble people like accepting them, and when they found someone to finally accept them and finally give them a chance, they went all in. They went chips all in, you know what I'm saying? They gave their 100%. They're like, this person is my world, basically. And I think it takes a different kind of person to say, oh, I'm just head over heels in love with a person that I've never even met. So, my point is, I agree with you. I just don't think it's possible that you could love someone that you've never met unless you're just a strange person.
well, you know, these people have met. They don't, like, you know, you don't know each other. They never had any kind of, you know, real conversation, real interaction, never been intimate or anything like that. But she said that she was in love with this person. Now, as far as this catfish goes that you're talking about, now, that's, you know, I'm just thinking, I mean, I don't know, but it may be true or whatever, but I'm just thinking, as soon as you said that, I'm just thinking that's some you know, that's some made for TV stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's something that's made for TV. So I don't, you know, all this crap. I mean, this TV crap now, man, it's going a little bit overboard. I watched this show, and I'm kind of getting off the subject here. I watched the show Dating Naked. You ever watch that?
No, and I didn't even heard of it.
Okay, so Dating Naked, these folks, they on this island, and they put them together, and they both, you know, they meet up with each other and they get butt naked, and they on this island and they go to different spots on the island and sit and they talk to each other, trying to find out what they like, what they don't like, and this and that, and it's like they on a date and they're naked. Well, some people on the show say that, hey, I he's somebody that I think I'll probably be able to have a relationship with and fall in love with. I just don't think that happens. I just don't. It's just something that's, you know, made for TV. But I appreciate your call,
yeah.
Nick. You have any more comments, bud?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think you're right about TV nowadays. I think a lot of it is staged, and you really don't know what you can believe on the internet, on TV, or really anything else. You just got to take it with a grain of salt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Nick, I appreciate your call. Keep listening to the show, bud.
Thanks, man.
So, again, you know, I just don't feel like two people are able to fall in love without intimacy, so to speak. And intimacy doesn't have to be, that doesn't have to be a sexual encounter, where intimacy has to be getting to know that person, getting to know their ways, what they like, what they don't like. All that stuff is a part of love and a part of being in love with someone. Okay? And, you know, I'm in the process of writing a book right now. And my book has a lot of different pieces in it from, you know, and it's going to be from dating to marriage. And you're not just going to jump and marry someone right off the bat after you've known them for 30 days. 90 days or something like that. You're not just going to jump off and marry that person because it's not going to work. I mean, you may think you're in love with that person or whatever, but when you start living with them and understanding what they're about, what they want, what they don't want, this stuff right here, then you say, man, I made a huge mistake. And then you catch hell trying to get out of that marriage. So I don't know how long it's going to take me to write my book, you know, but I'm in the process. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I have about 30 seconds left. Tuning in. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves, guys, and stay hydrated. It's hot out there. You know, from the moment she turn around, she know how to back it up and drop it down. She know she what all the fellas looking at.
You got my attention, baby, go do what you do. Official notice, now you gon' have to make a move. All this ice in my rolling, no wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch it bounce when she walks, she lick her lips when she talk. I throw her in that Bentley coupe with the top off like Mardi Gras. All that cake, come get you some feeling. Like a soap, I can watch all my children. Hit it so long that she might lose feeling. With her legs in her ass, she can walk on the ceiling.
Then I know she loves the attention.